Now to health professionals known as physician's assistants. Ever heard of them? They're medical professionals who work with and under doctors, and according to some, may be one of the answers to making our health system more efficient and affordable. They've been around for 40 years in the US, where they can write prescriptions, referrals and order diagnostic tests, and there are calls for graduates in Australia to be allowed to do the same. The first batch of physician's assistants will graduate later today from Queensland's James Cook University, the only Australian tertiary institution offering the course. Professor Richard Murray is the Dean of Medicine and Dentistry at James Cook University and joins us this morning from Townsville. Richard Murray, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you very much.
You're living in one of the best cities in the world. I envy you.
Indeed.
Moving on, how do you categorise a physician's assistant? If I walk in and see a physician's assistant rather than a doctor or a nurse, who am I seeing? What are their skills?
Yeah, okay. I guess the best way to understand it is that physician assistants are trained in a medical model. So they've got a strong foundation knowledge of clinical medicine and developed foundation skills in clinical assessment. And so in that sense, quite similar to the sort of foundation training that doctors get. I guess the difference is that it's perhaps not at quite the same level. It's done over a shorter period of time. And also a critical thing too is that the nature of the work is an evolving and flexible scope of practice, working with, alongside and under the supervision of doctors across a career. So it's really a sort of an extender model, a physician assistant model. It's the ever trusty colleague consultant, a general practitioner, whomever can work with and be confident in their flexible and evolving skills as people work together.
And so, what makes them different from a trained nurse, for instance?
Yeah, nurses are also a critical, obviously, the major part of the health workforce, trained in a different paradigm of care. Nursing is not medicine, and it's not a cut-down version of medicine. It's its own profession. And, for instance, advanced practice nurses, nurse practitioners and so on, are quite different in the way they operate philosophically to physician assistants. So nurse practitioners are not medical assistants or delegated or working in a delegated model of care to the direction of doctors. They are an independent practitioner.
The AMA is not keen. What are their main objections?
Look, it is important that that we keep a focus on what the purpose here is, because of course health has a long tradition of having well-structured silos and protected work practices, and so none of which is really particularly orientated to the priority needs of communities. If I can come at this through a rural and remote lens, and I can say that in remote medicine, which has been much of my career, we're really into teams, and we value and support all members of the team who can contribute. Doctors are a part of that team. And in fact, of course, the allied health practitioners, nurses, remote area nurses, particularly in that setting, and indeed community pharmacists and others can all have a role. Having someone who's trained in a medical model and can work with and alongside doctors to extend care in that setting is really clearly of benefit to communities. How it works in the elsewhere. Sorry.
And particularly Indigenous communities, are you imagining, or just any
yes.
rural and remote communities in
any
particular?
Any rural and remote community. But it's not, and that's sort of an obvious thing people might think of. Where there is no doctor, there can be a physician assistant present who's working, with and at the supervision of and alongside nurses and others. And I think that's a good model, and certainly one in which our physician assistant graduates are keen. That said, there's a lot to be said, and indeed one of our graduates is going on to work in blood cancers with a specialist hematological oncologist.
Okay.
So
in a research setting.
know in a clinical care setting. Right. And if you have a think about it, if you, particularly in a regional or rural setting, if you've got a, you're the single specialist in a particular area, you need to dig a burrow to be off call. You know, you're doing all of the routine and aspects of care and follow up in addition to you know, the, those things which are cognitive, you know, challenging drawing upon your skills and knowledge.
Okay, and these four are graduating today.
Yes.
How ambitious is the system prepared to let them be? Will they be able to write prescriptions? How far are we prepared to let them go in shouldering the burden in these areas where there are gaps?
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of myth, Ellen, around this. It's true that there's very few things in the care of families and communities that are actually, you know, covered by law. So, and we have lots of folk contributing to healthcare, you know, from various capacities. It is true that writing prescriptions for medicines is one of the things that is covered by law. It's not the most, actually, from our point of view, not the most important thing. In Queensland, certainly, there is provision under legislation for physician assistants to be able to initiate treatment with prescription medicines under a delegation arrangement with the doctors.
So they can write a prescription, but they have to be delegated by a doctor to
indeed
do so.
And that's the key. It's local relationships, local comfort and competent local supervision. That is the key to the model. It's a flexible, adaptive model that extends medical care.
Sorry to keep interrupting. We're having a go at this. We're trialling this. The Americans have been using physician's assistants for some time, and they've done some trials. What are the results of those?
Okay, so yes, look, it's amusing, really. We sometimes forget, you know, you're reminded of how we're in a corner of the world when we realise there's more physician assistants in the US than there are doctors in Australia. I mean,
right.
People haven't heard of them. But and yes, we've run in Australia a number of trials now, several in Queensland, one in South Australia too, on using US-trained physician assistants embedded in healthcare teams and seeing how that worked out.
And how's it go?
Oh, it looks fantastically well. Always the pattern's familiar. When confronted with the sort of theory and the proposition, you'll get people feeling anxious and not quite sure what's this newfangled idea. When fabulous people then start working with and alongside the rest of the team, people say, "Gee, this is fantastic. How did we ever manage without this?" And that has indeed been the experience. I must say, you know, for the folk who are graduating and those who are coming through, you know, people who are coming in with a paramedic or ambulance officer background, coming in with other nursing and other health technician background, people bring this with them in their practice. And if you have to think about it, why shouldn't they be contributing more expansively in healthcare teams, provided they've got the right base level of training?
That's very interesting. Thank you very much for that. We'll be interesting to see how that develops and transforms, it, as it might, healthcare in Australia. Professor Richard Murray, thank you.
Thank you very much, Ellen.
And Professor Murray is the Dean of Medicine and Dentistry at Queensland's James Cook University.